Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coil Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COIL75. So visit coildeals.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COIL75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coil, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. People, temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. If you agree, then DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Inquire about their Mitsubishi Mini Split for that hard-to-heat and hard-to-cool room in your home. 968-6222 or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, while the holiday season may be over, the sports calendar is in full swing this week. From collegiate to professional sports, there's no shortage of action, and there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. If you haven't tried out DraftKings Sportsbook, what are you waiting for? To celebrate this year's football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new players the chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional football games at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any football game this weekend. And if your team wins, you cash $100. While we're all excited for football, let's not forget the 2021 season is tipped off. So head to the app now to check out all of the DraftKings daily odds boost. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable, making it easy for you to deposit and withdraw your money at your convenience. By the way, there's some good games this weekend. I'm revisiting what I would pick if I could do one. Brian went with the Packers. I went with the Chiefs, the 2-1 seeds. Go figure. But I don't know, man. I still think the Chiefs are just going to come out. I think it's one of those deals where it's like the Browns. It's like, yeah, that was cute. But the Chiefs are going to just come out and blast them.
I don't know, Steve.
Or just take Lamar.
The Browns are hot.
What about Lamar? Would you bet on Lamar against the Bills?
Buffalo.
Buffalo's good.
It can't snow.
I didn't like he said that. We can talk about that. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCO when you sign up to get 100-1 odds on any football game this weekend. That's code WLCO for new players to get a shot at $100 and any football action this weekend for a limited time. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older. Indiana only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-9 with it.
Local conversation must be had. I've received numerous tweets about it. I've numerous DMs. Again, and listen. I've listened to every single radio host. I've watched the traffic. It almost seems like everybody's just trying to bait the radios or the media to have a quote-unquote take in the Butch Beard conversation. They want to force you to choose a side on this one, right? So this is Marcus Maben's quote-unquote side in the conversation. And before I go any further, I'm going to say from what I know and from what I understand, so anything I say comes from media information, comes from, you know, public sentiment, comes from the individual sentiment, what I've seen. So I could be misinformed or I could be right on point, but this is my opinion from my vantage point. Now, first and foremost, it is incredibly disappointing that an athlete of Butch Beard, a former student athlete of Butch Beard's stature, his reputation, would want to be disassociated. Again, I do not know how much communication he has had with the university, with the president before the release of his statement. Those are things I would like to know. You know, what went behind these decisions. That is one part of it. The other part of it, is when you say he feels that to paraphrase that young black men have been neglected, you know, as a part of the university. If that is his opinion, so be it. As a young black man, you know, who joined this university, my experience has been not only phenomenal, but when I read that statement, you know who I thought about? Who I immediately thought about, Steve?
I'm listening.
Marvin Mitchell. Do you know who that is?
Yeah. Yeah.
Marvin Mitchell.
Absolutely. He's the anytime you read your anytime me and Marcus get on here and we celebrate our 4.0s and
Yeah. Okay, like listen, the most neglected part of the student athlete over the last probably 60 years in college, right? Has been the student part of the student athlete.
Yeah.
Right? Marvin Mitchell, African American, came in as an advisor, took over all athletic departments, completely revolutionized the graduation rates, the standards in academics, right? For the last 20 years, I've watched him put every person that I've played with, every person that played before me or after me that wanted any kind of opportunity to go back and get their education. I watched him press, and I say press to an irritating point. I've watched him press young African-American males hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of unacceptable to get, you know, to get not just to get your education here, but to capitalize on all aspects of your education here. I watched it with my own two eyes. So when I say, of course, there's always more that can be done. Both can be right. Yes, you can always do more. Okay, hiring practices. Okay, that part, reason I bring up Marvin Mitchell is because I can't in good conscience say you're not doing a great job for a young black man when you put the athletics aside and make sure their focus outside of athletics is so much in academics that you're leading the country in graduation rates with your football teams and graduation rates with your basketball teams. You can't, you got to look at those numbers and say, dude, like, this is huge on a on a national scale.
Sure.
So there's that part of it. Okay, coaching practice hires. I would like to see, of course, I would like to see more transparency in the hiring process. You know, Vince Tyree has said that. I do agree there was a lot of pushback when Vince Tyree told a story about being invited in for a beer and then coming out as an athletic director. That, you know.
We didn't love that.
Yeah, right. Okay, yeah that's what I'm saying. Like when you heard, you know, Jerry Eves or something, you know, bring that thing up. I agreed with him there, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, again. If it was redone, that wasn't done right. When it comes to honoring former athletes, I don't think Coach Crum's been honored the right way.
I agree.
I don't think Wes Unseld's been honored the right way.
I agree.
I don't think that, you know, Alan Murphy, like Phil Bond, like I don't think we have honored the right way and tagged that along with the entire Coach Pitino era. We've been through that a thousand times that, those two factions were not united. Sure. So that's a long open, long standing wound.
But I also think even on the football side, to an extent, I mean, Michael Bush's name's not even in our,
right.
I mean, it's like, ugh.
Yeah, no, listen, the Tom Jacksons, like, eventually, you know, they're pretty good with Dion.
And I know each case is different, too.
Yes.
So I will say that. I'm not going to totally piss on them because I do get that each case, sometimes players are behind the scenes are like, I don't.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, right.
Whether they don't want it or they're upset. I don't know. You
right.
Know, so.
Yeah, so there are individual experiences, you know. So again, I can say comfortably that everybody is right and everybody is wrong. I can say, listen, if you didn't exhaust all options to with this university, with this new, you know, with the new regime, before you decide to disassociate yourself, you know, like I can't 100% have my attention on the disassociation when I don't know the background, when I didn't see the coaching, the transparency.
So, I don't think he feels the way he feels for no reason.
Right.
Sure.
Okay. So yeah, the Butch Beard. Again, he would have to be the one to answer. Is there something about the timing? You know, that Kentucky has their issues, and then, you know, or is this something you've been having on your mind and maybe it came to light at the time? You know, listen, which another, I can't tell anybody they're wrong. You know, I can't tell if Vince Tyree says, I can defend my coach Mac higher. You know, I can defend my other coaches' hires, you know, but I can also, if Vince Tyree ended up in a court of law and we count the number of African-American staff members, you would have to answer questions. You know, you would to answer, to transparency. So, yeah, like, I don't know if Butch Beard or you know, the people that, you know, are kind of in his camp, did you go to the University of Louisville and say, hey, you know, I'd feel more comfortable if I got to see the books on this one.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't let me see the books on your coaching candidates. Listen, I'll be honest. I get uncomfortable with some of the phone calls we get when we're talking about coaching hires. There's phrases that get used on the call-ins when I say, okay, well, what about, you know, Shaka Smart, you know what I'm saying? And I get uncomfortable with the instant dismissiveness of any black candidate on the phone lines. Like I said, and I'm not accusing you of being racist, but I'm saying if I hear 50, 60 calls, you know what I'm saying, and I don't hear one white dude, you know, call in and support any black candidates, it makes me sad. You know, it makes me uncomfortable. But I gotta admit that. But luckily, the hires aren't being made on the call-in shows. People are allowed to have their opinions on this stuff. But there's just something about them I don't like. And then you get this other guy, and it's like, well, he should get a shot, you know, like when you compare the David Padgett to the Kenny Payne, you know what I'm saying? Or when you compare the David Padgett to the Shaka Smart, like to hear how many David Padgetts is, you know, his resume doesn't add up, you know, to a Shaka Smart. But, you know, you get my point. It's uncomfortable. I don't like it. But, you know, that part is what it is. Vince Tyree has to deal with the resumes and deal with the, you know, the selections he makes. So, yeah, that's in that conversation, I think that there can be a little.
And that's not to say Chris Mack wasn't the right hire.
No, that's my point. Yeah,
I don't think that's what you're saying.
Yeah, right. Yeah. With Vince Tyree, like I said, he can defend his hire. He can defend the choice. He can say, you know.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah. Nationally, he can say, okay, well, you know, even nationally, this was, you know, the natural, you know, natural long-term fit.
That's one where you got to be empathetic too, because see, that's something I don't even notice, you know? So, mm-hmm. I have empathy with you that I don't notice that.
Right.
But when you point it out, right, it's like, that is kind of true.
Right. But I also don't want to spend my time, just arguing on this sports show about it. I'll have adult conversations about it when it's time to have adult conversations. That is, and again, elephant in the room, coaches who wanted to pursue coaching careers here and feel like they didn't get the opportunity I don't know what the interview process. I wouldn't be interested in hearing about what Kenny Payne had to say. Did he feel like he was a
serious candidate?
Yeah. Or was it Rooney Rule-ish?
Mm-hmm.
You know, but again, it's a decision that I completely respect, you know, like it's very disappointing though. Again, if you didn't exhaust all options.
You can also say multiple black assistant coaches have went from the University of Louisville and became head coaches.
Yes.
I mean, you see what I'm saying? Like, yes. I don't, that's why I don't like to get into that debate, because it's like, obviously Mr. Beard feels the way he feels for a reason. Okay. And don't question people's motives.
Right.
You know, I don't think he necessarily is doing that just for attention. Mm-hmm. Maybe he was nudged. I don't know, but I still believe he believes in what he's saying.
Yeah, you're not really even allowed to.
Like I don't do that game. Let me tell you what my issue is. Okay, and then Alex, hang on the phone line. We'll get to the phone line. Let me tell you what my issue is, and you don't have to go here with me. That's fine, or you can, whatever. This week, right now, in the last 10 days, I think 10-ish days, we've had a team in this state, majority young black men, kneel on a court during the national anthem. Something I assume they probably talked about beforehand. Something that they talked about and felt that was important. Something they did in a time where we were watching on TV. Don't come at me either direction, from either direction, because I live in the county too, and I'm not catching no stray bullets out there. You know, not physical bullets, but just hopefully not. But we were watching on TV.
Some crazy stuff.
Yeah, people running into Capitol buildings and it being handled in a way that I understood. Why you feel the way you would feel as a black man. Okay, so, and which, by the way, I don't agree with that. Let me just throw that out there. I actually set my sons down and told them, I said, look, we may vote one way or the other, whatever it is, but I said, that is not how you get things done.
Right.
That, absolutely. Right. So I did talk to my kid, my oldest, about that. My youngest one, actually, he may be a Capitol Stormer. He's insane. So it was...
Just for principle.
So they did that at that time. So that makes me believe they watched that. They had a conversation. They felt a certain way. And they did that. The reaction to that was one that was answered with... And I don't like to tag majority on anything because I don't know what the majority was. But what I do know is what I saw on social media. What I do know is I saw people in political office, people in local power, such as sheriffs, mayors, different things. I watched a sheriff in the state burn his material and then try to make a profit off of these guys kneeling, you know, but said, I watched the pushback. I watched a suit be taken to the courts that they wanted to defund the university because these players kneeled, right? Then, and I don't know if some people even know this, in the last 3 or 4 days, the head coach, the president of that university, put out a statement, and the head coach of that team was quoted, okay, and this is coming straight from Jerry Tipton, was quoted, Cal said he and the players talked today about kneeling during the anthem. He suggested two players, and I quote, let's get on to basketball, end quote. That suggested that the players will not kneel during the anthem again. Let's get on to basketball. And the very next day, and a lot of people probably are finding out about that for the first time when I just read it.
That's a cow.
That's what Calipari said. And I'm not calling Calipari a racist. I'm not nothing like that. I don't believe he's anything. But I'm saying there was obviously pressure from a state that said, probably shouldn't do that again. Okay? So now the very next day, and I don't think that this is Mr. Beard's fault, but I'm saying the coverage of it is Louisville progressive enough? When 24 hours earlier, the head coach of Kentucky basketball said, regarding kneeling during the anthem, let's get on to basketball.
And the president released a statement covering that topic.
I couldn't imagine.
Oh.
Those kids, okay, taking a stand for something they watched. And again, we all watched it. We all watched it live. And I understand why they felt the way they felt. Okay? And then the head coach saying, let me just do it this way. And I hate doing this.
Don't put it on him.
No, I know. But it also feels like it's kind of sour grapes. But I have to say it so you hear it. Can you imagine? Chris Mack put together, and he did, Chris Mack and this team, they marched down the street with people in this city, mm-hmm. okay, regarding Breonna Taylor yep. and things that they obviously yeah, it was bigger than yep. her, but it was that okay. They put together a voting initiative, and I don't know if you can ever do enough. Mm-hmm. I really don't.
Yeah, that was the yeah, key point.
Like, I don't know that if you can ever do enough, and I'm not just saying that snarky. Like, well, you can't do enough for them. Sorry. I don't know that we can ever do enough. I mean, what's enough? You know, I mean, until we give our life for it, you know, yep. I mean, what's enough? So it's. I watched this team over this summer. Really take the lead mm-hmm. in doing things for the black community. Yep. Okay? And now imagine, and Chris Mack was scrutinized for not doing enough. Now imagine if Chris Mack told his team, if Louisville took a knee during the anthem, which I do think that would be viewed differently in this fan base than it was in the other fan base, but that's a state city thing. That's just yep. different. Okay? And there would be people in the Louisville fan base that would not be happy.
Right, right, right.
Because I know a lot of Louisville fans in the county that use that against their Kentucky friends. Yeah. It's like, oh, my team, right? You know, okay. So, but here's the thing. Now, imagine they did that, and imagine the quote come out that Chris Mack told his team. Let's just get on to basketball. How would that be viewed today? And I guarantee you, there are multiple people listen to this show that had no idea that was said in the last week. That's a problem. It's a problem that team could take a stand for something, a historic moment where they broke into the Capitol building and rioted and tore things up.
People died.
Historical things. There was videos of people being shot and killed. I mean, no, I know. I'm just saying, though, this is where we were at. This is what they were watching. And they took a stand for that and said, hey, this is something we feel strongly about. They did that and were essentially told by the state, look, and I'm not doing my voices for this one because I'm not kidding about this one. We're not okay with that. If you keep doing that, we're not going to support you. We're not going to support you financially. We're not going to support you in any way. And the university said, yeah, we're kind of with the rest of the state. Y'all should probably just get on to basketball. And it's not even really talked about. That's frightening. And it shows we're really, really far away. You need proof we're really far away in this state? That should be your proof.
Middays with Marcus Maven. Quick commercial break. Grades, stock up, stock down next on 93.9 The Ville.
Hey, Kentuckiana, Katie George here. How would you like to save an extra $1,000 on a brand new Chevrolet? Well, right now, Coyle Chevrolet in Clarksville is offering ESPN Louisville listeners an extra $1,000 off the purchase of any new Chevy when you use the promo code COYLE75. So visit COYLEDEALS.com, find your new Chevy, then mention COYLE75 at purchase and save an extra $1,000. Coyle, where the flag is flying and Kentuckiana is buying. Restrictions may apply. See dealer for complete details.
You've got ants inside the house, mosquitoes outside the house, moles burrowing in your lawn, and termites eating your house from inside out. You're completely surrounded! Luckily, OPC Pest Services has a Four Seasons program that can help. OPC has been providing quality pest services since 1972. Protect your home and property and call OPC Pest Services for a free estimate at 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com. Again, that's 969-9635 or visit opcpest.com.
The teams are back in action. Get that same feeling starting a new job with UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker and take pride in a good day's work. Earn $14.50 per hour and up to $150 per week in bonuses. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maven. 8150-93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. So, Steve, our grading segment, would it be too difficult to do right now?
Yeah, it's tough because everybody's just getting A's. I mean, the only thing we could really do is, okay, who were you not impressed with? That's kind of what that would turn into. I mean, what do you want me to say? Carl Leak was awesome.
Who were you not impressed with?
Great question.
Nobody. Josh?
No, I love Josh. I thought Josh was good.
Just real quick, Marcus, a little breaking news. The Lions got a new general manager.
Who is it?
So the The Lions are hiring Brad Holmes as their general manager. He was the Rams director of college scouting, and he agreed to a 5-year deal to be the Lions' new GM.
How long was he scouting at the Rams? And did he want Jalen coming out of college? Is the only thing that I am remotely concerned with.
I don't know. I'll have to do a little bit of research on that. Yeah. But I just wanted to – I know it's a little off topic, but I thought you might want
to
know.
No, that's that, to this show, that's completely on topic. It's like this guy, he loves offensive things. He probably won't fill the defense. He believes in big 300-pound linebackers.
Kahneman on the YouTube channel was not impressed with Wisnitzer. I feel exactly different about that.
I thought Wiz was good last night.
I thought he was good.
He set great screens. I mean, he got maybe it was
like
Dre.
Kept the ball alive a couple times, maybe.
He got on two different plays. He got two guys a bucket off his screen. Yeah, I thought Wiz was good. I mean, now Wiz is being curved.
Please read some of these.
Okay.
Listen, give me some grades, y'all. Give me some.
-1 grade for everyone not dunking.
Okay, I can do that.
Okay.
I can do that.
I agree, Maben. Josh seemed to step behind last night, especially on defense.
No, Josh has been playing such great defense that you were astounded when somebody got around him. He got in, he drew his charges exactly like he was supposed to.
Sorry, going back to the Lions thing, that caller just called in, said Mark Blankenbaker was talking about this guy yesterday. Mark Blankenbaker went to college with this guy.
Okay.
Well, he knows what he has.
He knows him.
He knows what he has to do.
Well, help us out, Blank.
Right.
Help him out. Last night was a lunch pail type of game. Show up, do your work, close eyes,
okay,
full heart.
Give me some grades, y'all.
Rams have the number one defense in the NFL.
Overall team grade, again, get these grades in, 38-31, 93-9. What did you see?
Menland was not impressive.
Menland was not impressive. Okay. What would you grade Menland?
Incomplete, man.
Let me tell you about Menland because I want to get this off my chest as well. Coach Mack did a great job. And I've been telling you guys, notice how many times Coach Mack has referred to his own injuries.
Oh, yeah.
He does it 7 times a year. He still thinks he should be playing in the league right now.
Yeah.
Like I guarantee it, y'all. Like he is very he is very careful with the confidence of an injury, right?
Yeah.
I'll say this. Okay. I've told you before, this is my Coach Mack moment. Tore my meniscus, had a partial tear in my ACL, not enough to need a repair. It was just a little, little nick on it, right? I was out about 10 days because back in my day, you just rub dirt on it and put that mechanical brace on, right? Mm-hmm. So I really rehabbed the muscles hard, though. So,
oh, yeah.
Okay. We get in the game, my first game back, right, Steve? I think we're playing against St. Louis, right?
Okay. Larry Hughes, St. Louis?
I believe so.
Okay.
I don't know if he's still there. He probably already went to the league. No, it was probably Larry Hughes. It was probably Larry Hughes, St. Louis, whatever. All right. Steve, I get back from my injury, right? In the first game, Coach Crum calls Marquette. It's the alley-oop play.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, what are you thinking, Coach? Like, I've been out, I was probably out, probably a couple weeks. But listen, I hadn't even been really feeling like I was going full go.
Yeah.
But he calls my play for an alley-oop, right?
Yeah.
Steve, one day I'm going to find this alley-oop, right? I didn't get 8 inches off the ground.
Right.
But I dunked it, right?
Yeah.
Probably the most excited I've ever been on a dunk. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But here's the thing. I would have never – you remember how often I told you I would want Coach to call a play for me to get a dunk or something like that?
Yeah.
I would have never called that play.
Right.
I was thinking about letting somebody else run it, but I wouldn't throw away that opportunity.
I actually do that.
Yeah. Right. But listen, he called that play. I don't know if it was particularly for me. If we just say in the genius world, he coming off this injury, I'm going to call a lob play for you. I would have never thought I could dunk that ball until I dunked it.
Okay.
He dunked it. probably the most excited I've ever been. It's probably the weakest dunk in my whole in my whole college career.
Fair enough.
But the point is, yeah, you got to push them on that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like once you get clear for range of motion, once you get clear through your strength test, once you get through all that, they got to got to turn you loose.
Yeah, no, I agree. Charles, for me, was just incomplete. Like I said, I could tell, anybody could tell, really, the first 5 minutes or the first 5 seconds he was in there, when he come off that first screen, it was like, he's not.
Plus the speed. Yeah, just the speed of the game, man. It's like,
and you want me to know how you want me to prove to you that anybody could tell? Wake went right back down and was like, screen on him. Yeah, it was like, yeah, he's obviously struggling. And Coach Mack realized and got him out quick. So,
yeah, right.
I mean, yeah, look, you're not ready. That's what he said. That's what Coach Mack told him. Like, you're not ready, dude. You'll be fine.
Mike says David taking care of the ball is huge. Sam gets an A++ for his attitude.
Yeah. Sam should be highly commended today. He bounced back, played well.
But what are we going to do with Sam? Like, don't start that with me, Steve.
Well, no, I'm just saying, I mean, you got benched last game. You come back, played really well. I expect what you did last night.
There was a play where Sam got a charge, y'all. I know y'all remember it. If you go back, when you go back and watch the game.
And he didn't draw it. He charged.
He charged somebody, yeah. You watch how low and aggressive he attacks that baseline.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the next transition in his game, the next growth in his game, is to be able to attack that hard and then stop. Is it Blakenbaker or Ennis? Went to school with him.
Oh, we had like 7 texts. One guy said, Brian, you could not be more wrong. He went to high school with Ennis.
Hey, I'm just telling you what the caller said.
The text line is crushing you, listen, man. I was like, oh, okay. It was Ennis. It was Ennis. Everybody have
it? Okay, sorry. It was Ennis.
Ennis was
literally
the guy.
Am going off the words of a caller.
We're more worried about is he going to keep Jalen or not. That's pretty much all we care about.
Only.
Yeah. Yeah.
The only worry in the world.
Can you get that person's number for me?
Quinn gets a B, had 2 turnovers during Wake Forest 9-0 run. He was disappointing. Quinn was one of the fighters on the team out there.
Yeah.
Quinn gets an A for being baby Trez.
Okay.
Sam B+.
Yeah. Sam was good. I like that grade.
He had a good attitude, man.
Yeah. I mean, Dre was really good. I mean, everybody was really good. That's what I'm saying. I mean, it's kind of one of those deals where it's hard to, I mean.
You're going to give Jalen, what, you going to let Jalen Withers off the hook?
I think he got some cheap fouls, man.
Like, I don't.
I thought he was being aggressive.
Of course he got a cheap foul. But here's the problem.
I can't cry about him being soft and then when he's aggressive.
No, Steve. I'm going to show you the plays. I'm going to show you the plays. If you actually, everybody who was in the game watched last night, when we were looking at the game, you could tell Jalen Withers was in a mood to foul. When you go back and watch, mm-hmm. you watch how handsy he is. He got his first he got his first foul, right? You remember they passed it to his guy and he reached out and tried to smack. Like, you did a gamble. You know how the guy gets behind the guy?
Oh, yeah.
You can't reach around and poke at the ball. You know that, Steve.
No, I know.
As a big man on defense, the one thing you will get called for is on an entry pass, you behind him, and you try to pop the ball. You have to either get all the way around him and steal it or let him have that position.
But if you're soft and the coaches are telling you you're soft, like, okay, at least just hear me out on this. Like,
I know, you're making a great point.
I think, like, everybody's telling him he's soft, and the coaches are calling him out in the press conferences. That's what Carly gets an F for blanking amazing. I love it. And I think that it's just like he doesn't know how to be aggressive. So right. Last night it was almost like he looked like, I just got killed in film room this week. So, like, I'm just going to foul. Yes. I don't know. Yeah. So I just don't think he knows.
What you're saying is exactly right. But I was saying, it wasn't like a mood, like you're purposely going to foul because you're mailing it in.
No, I know what you're saying.
Mood like you're trying to be aggressive, but you think aggressive is upper body.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And if you look at DeAndre and David, their bumps are lower body. Their butt is, that's how you're aggressive.
He got a foul because, and it was kind of a cheap one, but it was because Wake's big man lower body bullied him. And he grabbed his arm, like, you know, you remember the the one he fouled out
on. He was riding up the lane.
And it looked cheap live.
Yeah, but you got his arm.
Yeah, and it was like, he just kind of like was punking you. Yep. So like, you didn't know what to do.
You're right. He was moving you around with his hips and legs.
But I do think that he is at least, I believe he's cognizant of like, okay, I've got to be more aggressive.
The soft message is in there.
So that's a good thing.
So I'm glad we both kind of understood what I was talking about with that. You know, I was saying you're in the mood to foul. I knew you were being aggressive, but you don't know. Yeah, reaching for that is not how we need you aggressive.
Yeah.
JJ Trainer keeping the guy off the block, making the guy have to work all the way around the block.
Yeah.
Is
listen, I played through high school, never fouled out. One time in rec league, I fouled out in 2 minutes. They had it out for me. I love that text. That guy's sitting, look, that man or woman is sitting there listening to the show, and that text is reliving. Just like, that was bullcrap. Hey, they wanted me that game. That's all it is to it.
Somebody asked me, had I ever been in a game where I felt like the referees just had it out for me. Mm-hmm. And I said the only example I could come up with, you know what? I'm going to get to that in 1 second, Steve, because I'm going to say something to you, and you're either going to help me double team, bash on a guy,
okay,
or me and you are probably going to fight.
Okay. I like it.
First of all, the Bullitt County version, I told you, the Bullitt County version of Tennessee – of Clarksville, Tennessee, Louisville, you know, is Stewart County.
Okay. I thought it was Clarksville.
No. Clarksville's the Louisville. Okay. Stewart County is the, because Clarksville is where the military base is, Fort Campbell, Kentucky. You know, city folk.
Fair enough.
Are military, you know, a lot of different races and all that good stuff.
Okay.
Bullitt County's not. Yeah. I mean, I'm sorry, Stewart County is Freudian. Stewart County is not.
Right.
I went there a couple times and felt like,
totally.
Yeah. But that was the one time I could name where it was just like, yeah, you just got to eat this one more. It's like,
that's fair. Right. No, I get it. I watched a guy pull into Marathon yesterday. I was like, wonder where he's from.
Yeah, just I'm not even going
to. I'm looking at license plates.
Right. I'm not even going to do cliches here. You know what Mark Blakenbaker said this morning?
I'm listening.
I don't even think he could dunk.
Who?
Who do you think he was talking about?
Quinn?
He doesn't think Why did you say Quinn?
I didn't know where we were going with that. We were doing the black-white thing, and I didn't know, are we still there?
No,
are we not?
No, we left off from that.
Okay, so we're short tall.
He thinks Carly Jones can't dunk.
Yeah, Carly can dunk.
They fouled Carlique Jones so hard on that left-hand layup, Steve. That was ridiculous. I would send that one to the ACC.
The whole coaching staff jumped up. Yeah. And actually, the announcers acknowledged it, too.
See, I had the
announcers were like, man, their whole staff jumped up on that one. They was like,
was the worst foul of the no-call foul of the game. Carlique set him up, left-hand layup, body contact, foul, block down, everything.
The reason I have issue with that is because my guy took a hit.
Yeah.
Like on the floor.
Yep.
Okay. Sometimes you're like, okay, no blood, no foul there. You should have got the call, but it was like, but my guy took a hit.
And took a body hit and a ground hit.
Yeah.
And you know, you love how they bounce back because they got a little tougher after. Yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying? It gave them.
It don't bother them.
Yeah. I think it gives them a little nastier. It's kind of like.
It did against Boston College.
Kind of like, okay, y'all are trying to cheat us. Now we're going to beat the fix.
Mm-hmm.
Like that kind of attitude.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, Carly should have got that one. Okay. So you are acknowledging that he can definitely dunk at will. Very easily.
Yeah, I mean, he can dunk.
Did we ever answer if Ryan can dunk? Are you still one of those non-believers?
Yeah, I don't believe it. I mean, I believe he can dunk. I mean, like, just in an empty gym.
So why did you act like he couldn't dunk?
Like, I mean, he could probably, like, you know, one-handed, like, in an empty gym.
Do he got to do the, does he have to do the throw it up?
Yeah, throw it up and kind of put it in.
Ryan Hall, can Ryan McMahon dunk easily?
No, not at all. I'm not even sure. You say easily. I'm not even sure if he can.
I mean, I can still dunk a volleyball. Like, You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah, but that's different. I mean,
yeah, can Ryan McMahon at his peak athleticism?
He don't even know who Ryan McMahon is.
In Louisville, can he dunk a basketball?
No, absolutely not.
Those are some hefty no's.
No, Jack said no to.
Who's more likely to dunk, Jack or Ryan McMahon?
I'm tell you what. Somebody. I know one of y'all know Ryan McMahon. Somebody get that man on the phone right now.
You know he'll say that he can.
He probably can. Ryan's like, he's like my height. I mean, I can listen. I'm 33 and not in the best shape. I can dunk a volleyball
don't think
right
Ryan
now.
Ryan McMahon.
And what I mean by volleyball is I can
grab a basketball. And when he was a college student, a Division I college student, you don't think he could run up and dunk a basketball?
He's 6 foot.
The average male is what, 5'9"?
I know.
He's 4 inches taller and a hell of a lot more athletic than the average human.
Ryan's going to break my heart if he says
that. Our best bet would be to not ask Ryan, to ask one of Ryan's teammates.
Somebody needs to tag somebody. I'm going to ask Coach Mac. Should I just text Coach Mac right now? Coach Mac is in the middle of film room, and he's going to get this message.
I wouldn't text Coach Mac. Text like Luke Murray or somebody like that.
Ask Luke Hancock.
You want me to text Luke right now?
No, because he wouldn't know either. I need somebody to confirm this. I know Ryan McMahon can dunk, right, Steve?
I mean, these dudes are like good athletes, man. it agitated me how much
I know
the unathleticism in that room across from us so quickly screamed no.
Right?
Like, I was like, it was work for y'all to turn around. Like, I'm looking at Jack's butt right now. I'm looking at Jack's butt cheeks right now in the seat. And he just swung around. I was like, no!
All right, caller call in, said that he's been to the rec center when Ryan McMahon has been playing pickup basketball and witnessed him dunk.
Okay. Of course he can.
I mean, I'm not saying like he's between the legs, but I mean, my God.
I know.
I mean.
Did you hear them, Steve?
Yeah. And they're like, well, Steve, but you're 6'2".
Yeah, I'm 6'2" in the worst shape of my life.
Right? Do you want to get a shot of that, Andy? Did you want to get a shot of that? Is that what happened? Get you a little bit of that?
I have seen so much Grossman butt crack.
get you a little taste of that right there?
Like more than anybody but his mom. Right.
Thanks, Jack.
Right? Oh, and Grossman is just, no!
He can't
no,
dunk.
No, he can't dunk.
And Process, look, what? And he's not, but Process, he's not the face of athleticism
has
either.
Process, look has at him. Process ever smacked boards on a layup?
I bet Process can't dribble basketball.
These two, like I said, I don't know how much net they've ever touched in their life. Talking about, no!
y'all were just so violent with that.
Steph Curry has dunked on people, y'all. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, Steph can barely dunk.
Steph's 6'3".
Yeah. Like, Steph has dunked in NBA games, dude.
Right. Jeez.
I mean, granted, now they did kind of, everybody did kind of, the way they celebrated when Steph dunked that one time did make me think like.
Chris Paul can dunk, Steve.
I know.
He's 6 foot.
And don't judge a book by its cover. Like, Mac McClung's like 6'1.5". You know he's shorter than I am. And I mean, he's a freak.
Did you know
like,
zero to Mac McClung?
Yeah. Like, I'm finding the best white dunkers
John
ever.
John Barry. Rick yeah. Barry.
He jumped from the free throw line. We've evolved. like over the years.
Oh, but listen, I really we had to have that conversation, Steve, because it's just ridiculous for people to like not acknowledge. Like, but you know what? That goes back to the who's that kid on the bench? I can bust him.
Yeah.
No, you can't.
No, I know. Yeah. Have you ever walked past Ryan? Have you ever seen Ryan in person? Have you?
Oh, he came over and you remember I told you he came and sat with me after a game.
That's right. Well, that's right. Over at Al-J's.
Yeah, over at Al-J's.
He's a big kid.
Yeah. Watch him walk around with girls around.
If Ryan walked to your local high school, or played for your local high school, you would have been like, yeah, this kid's a super stud. He'd be the best player to ever play Bullet Central.
No. You remember when I posted that video and said, this is the new recruit, and everybody was like gushing over?
Yeah.
People didn't even realize that was Ryan McMahon's mixtape.
I know.
I said, this is a new recruit. This is Ryan McMahon. He's a senior on our team right now. And I posted that high school video saying, I like this new dude we're going to get, you know, next year or whatever.
This tweet. Yeah, no, I remember that.
Yeah.
People were losing it. But listen.
Ryan even messaged me when he saw it. Yeah.
Listen, this is the type of stuff, though. This tweet right here, man, gets me. Hang on. Let me look at
this. Texas asked Dickie V.
Yeah, Dickie V would know. Look, they said. Now, let me finish this, because this text is the one that kind of proves my point all around. Siva was like 5'6 and could throw down like no other. I read that and I said two things. First off, Siva was another one, like he was a freak. Siva was almost 6'1. Peyton Siva was six foot and a half. Do you see how quickly you look at him on the court? But I'm not knocking the texter. You look at him on the court, you're like, 5'6. No, he was. Siva was like my height. Like he was almost as tall as me.
I remember about, let's just say about 7 years ago, right? This girl reached out to me and said something about me being 6'4". And she said, I saw your basketball team picture. You're not 6'4". Or, right?
Mm-hmm.
She's like, you look about 5'8". I was like, yes, yes. 6'4" looks like 5'8". Yeah. Around 6'7", 6'9", 6'9", 6'9", you know what I'm saying? 6'10". Yeah. Like, that's what, did they say Steve was 5?
I was like, which I'm not knocking it. I get it.
But that's what it feels like when you look at him out there.
We need a video of Rummage dunking a volleyball. I can give you a video of me dunking a volleyball. I mean, I got one in me.
I got one good. Listen, Griff, last time I was around.
Might be under the rim.
when he got asked about if he could still dunk, Griff said it best. It's not the dunk part that I'm worried about. It's the landing.
I know.
But he said, my knees can't take the landing part.
Mine is the jumping. Like, we were out there in the driveway. My son was like, can't dunk. And I was like, I mean, not like good anymore.
Right.
But I was like, I'm going to jump up and grab the rim just to show him. And like, so I did my little, look, start from the side.
Yeah.
Go under the basket. You know what I'm saying?
Like, if I could have punched this, yeah, for real.
And like this area, like from my waist to my arm, dude, just like felt like it just pulled.
Like
the whole thing.
Like you hadn't stretched that, yeah, muscle that hard.
I was like, oh, I know. Literally, when I come down, I was like, oh, yeah, I'm done.
But you couldn't show him. You couldn't show him pain, right?
No, but it was brutal, man. It hurt.
Yeah, it'd be all. Yeah. Look, no, it wasn't. It wasn't 6 feet with heels. No, Ryan can dunk a basketball. I'm never going to forget those two guys answering
that
question.
They were just so violent with that. We got to do a media combine. We need to do – didn't we do an ESPN Louisville combine before?
A hypothetical.
Can we – somebody call Nate Huber and let's – look, we'll we need – give us some money. We can promote it. We need to do an ESPN Louisville combine again. Need to see some people in there. I'll be the one to get hurt. Because I'll take it way too serious.
Is this a picture of Ryan McMahon dunking? Please say it is.
Ryan McMahon, Dylan Avar dunk contest from Card Chronicle. That's funny.
Send that to my Twitter, please. If you have that Card Chronicle dunk contest article, please send that to my Twitter.
It was a good day, though. Another post-game win. Tomorrow we get – and look, we actually get to turn right around tomorrow and do pregame. We got Miami on Saturday.
Ladies, tonight, 8 o'clock, tune in. God, it's so lucky to get them games in.
Phil Baker said he played with some UofL managers in rec leagues who were shorter than me getting rim. Ryan McMahon can dunk easily.
Of course he can. Of course he can.
Do you know Phil? You know Phil can reverse. No, Phil's legit. Seriously.
I
No, Phil can reverse.
Yeah. I don't know. Not now.
What? No,
he's a dad now.
No, Phil can do it.
He can't reverse anymore.
No, y'all don't know about Phil. Y'all don't know.
Can he pump it?
Are we talking basketball?
He just had a baby. Middays with Marcus Maybin on 99 The Ville.